Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Yes, a good Tuesday morning to one and all. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Can't play a talking number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
As we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and make sure to mortgage confidently. Mikey B and Pete the Body across the way, you all right?
I'm just chair, bro. This chair sucks.
I'm sorry about that.
I apologize. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Moose.
AB with your updates. As we take you 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio.
I was trying not to hear that little problem I was having.
Well, you should have shut the microphone off.
I didn't realize it was on.
Instead of grunting into it like an animal.
kind of blew your open. You're spending all morning writing that thing.
Yes, I spent all morning writing that open.
How are you, Haas?
Good, buddy. How you doing, man?
Good, brother. Good,
good. A lot of things to get into over the course of the next 3 hours, and we'll chat with Howard Beck, NBA insider for Bleacher Report, coming up at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:40 Pacific. So look forward to that chat, and a lot to get into, certainly over the next 180 minutes. And we'll begin with the NBA and certainly the fallout of the championship that was won by the Golden State Warriors Friday night previous. And they'll have their championship parade and celebration today in the Bay Area. So if you're a Warrior fan, up late or up early here on this Tuesday morning, getting ready for a championship celebration, well, that's one that you're used to in terms of celebrating three titles in the past 4 years. And it's good to be Kevin Durant, certainly, when you hear the general manager and the orchestrator and the front office man, the lead man for Golden State, and Bob Myers, talking about the KD contract situation and saying that basically Kevin Durant is whatever he would like, he can have.
Could you imagine, dude?
That's nice to know.
Could you imagine? That right there is like when an agent, right, I think, an agent or a manager of like an athlete hears that, that's like, oh, no, don't say that, because it just completely takes away any negotiating. Just give the guy whatever he wants. And how could you argue, I mean, with KD, right? I mean, the guy is was on fire and it's a complete stud, MVP of the finals, the whole nine. And could you imagine that, though?
Yeah, well, whatever he wants. And if you missed it, here it is. Here's Bob Myers.
Whatever he wants. Sometimes you don't negotiate. I mean, I'd love to have him for 10 years. But Kevin Durant, he already, look what he did for us last year. I mean, he did us a great service, so he's earned the right to sign whatever deal he wants, and I just want him to sign a deal. But I want him to be happy and want him to know that we want him as long as he wants to be here. He's earned that to kind of lay out the terms. Now, you know, he could do whatever he wants. I mean, he's, like I said, that shouldn't be a long negotiation. But our goal, to be honest, is to try to keep the whole thing together. So that's the pieces of the puzzle we got to try to figure out.
You know, if you're a Warriors fan, Moose, you're happy to hear that, right? That's good. I mean, this guy's being
honest. Great.
I mean, it's crazy leverage he's given to the player.
Well, but he's being open and being honest.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not
going
to play hardball with Kevin Durant. He understands Durant left Oklahoma City to come to him. It wasn't a player that they brought in from college as a high draft choice coming out of Texas, and he's been a Warrior all season long. He doesn't play the drama game to the extent that LeBron James does. Certainly there have been flare-ups, the burner account, leaving Oklahoma City, everything and the like. But and the dog and pony show that was in the Hamptons a couple summers ago. But put that aside, Taz. You know, Durant doesn't really, is more of a quiet superstar as compared to some of the other big-time NBA superstars in the league. When you look at LeBron, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, you don't hear a lot about Kevin Durant over the course of the year. And here's what I thought was refreshing. I mean, he's earned it. I know there's negotiations, but sometimes there really isn't. You understand the importance. They've won two titles in a row. He's won two finals MVPs in a row. We talked about his brilliant performance in Game 3 of this year's NBA Finals. That basically cut Cleveland off at the knees and ended any doubt in terms of where this series was going, leading 3-0. When he says, you know, we want him to have fun, we want him to enjoy being a Golden State Warrior, I'd love to have him for the next 10 years, and basically saying that he has earned that. I think that's refreshing. I like to hear that instead of a general manager giving this doom and gloom. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
You know, it's kind of refreshing, and maybe it's a little bit of a window into the way the Golden State Warriors operate, Taz, that makes it refreshing and why guys like to play in Golden State, because guys love playing for Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
And certainly the Warriors are an organization that I would think is a one that leads the way in how they handle players and certainly how they handle the team atmosphere.
Progressive type of thinking,
no doubt, that's the word.
Not really like a throwback, like old school business guys, GMs, like, you can never picture, like, from New York Football Giants, Gettleman doing something like this.
No,
like,
you're not right.
I'm just saying, like,
Gettleman would be like, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Exactly. That's how it would be. The old school way. The old school way. That's how it would
be. Yes, with his Boston accent.
But it is refreshing, man. And you know, you raise a good question. I mean, maybe this is the way things are going. And it makes it, if you're a great NBA player, it makes Golden State like a very appealing, attractive place to go. Because, you know, as long as you're... Now, look, I don't think that Myers and the Golden State Warriors are just going to pay any player.
No, right.
You got to be a baller. You know, you got to be a player. You know,
right, but it is nice that when you, in today's day and age where sometimes you hear nothing, it is nice to hear when guys are appreciative, certainly of brilliant performances. And listen, Kevin Durant does not need to have his rear end kissed, nor does Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or Draymond Green. Everyone does that enough, and they don't certainly need Bob Myers to do it. I'm not telling you that he's kissing the rear end of Kevin Durant, but what I am saying is that he is appreciative
publicly
of what.
He's publicly appreciative
of what Durant has meant for the organization. And I think that's A-okay. I mean, I really do. And use the word progressive. I think that's the right word to use. And I think that's why it makes Golden State very appealing. So we talk about, certainly, you know, Golden State being the organization to chase because of the talent on the court. But you could also look at the way that they run their team and run their organization. And that could be one that other teams probably might be able to model themselves after and say, you know, I like the way they do it. I like the way they connect and communicate with a modern athlete in the NBA. I like the way that they handle certain things. Yes, there's drama. And David West hinted at that drama. But, Taz, you don't hear about it.
No, you don't. You don't.
You hear about it in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You hear about New York.
You don't hear about
it. You hear about it in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You hear about it in Houston. You hear about it in Dallas. You hear about it down in Miami. I mean, here's the one thing that's like, there are no leaks in Golden State.
And now San Antonio.
And now San Antonio. Right. Everything, and San Antonio as well. Good point. Everything stays in-house.
Right.
That's something that as an organization, if you're Bob Myers, you're proud about, because those are the things that can drive a team apart.
Absolutely. And that's it. We've talked about it so many times here. Stuff like that, not just in the NBA, in other pro sports. I mean, when stuff gets out, when you know, maybe an organization is trying to do some house cleaning or have an issue with someone, and then it gets out. I mean, they've managed to keep caps on things, and it seems like if you're a pro basketball player and you're good, the Warriors seem like a very fun place to work. I mean, not just because they win,
right,
just by the leadership, by the front office. I mean, that's just... This is a different style. You don't see this like in baseball, in Major League Baseball. You don't see it. The NFL, you definitely don't see
no.
this type of mindset. You know what I mean?
Right, you don't. Imagine if this was the New England Patriots.
Oh,
I mean, right,
dude.
Exactly right.
Here is
Myers. Here's Myers, certainly happy that reportedly Kevin Durant plans to stay in Golden State.
It's better than him saying he's not coming back. I don't know. Maybe I'm naive, but I never felt like he was leaving. I got asked that question a lot, which I was a little surprised, but I thought he was happy. I'm glad he said that. We want him to be happy. I felt validation, however you hear it, is good. But I think he's enjoyed his time here, and certainly it's been great for us and great for him, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, it's been wonderful for Durant. He went there and won two championships in his first 2 years in Golden State. It's been great for the Warriors. They are in the middle of a dynasty, 3 championships in the past 4 years, and we all know that the team changed, the dynamic changed a couple of years ago but winning back-to-back NBA championships. For Myers, he hinted upon it. He wants to try and keep everyone together, and that's great. I mean, he's potentially working on long-term extensions when you look at Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. It's interesting. It's fascinating, Taz, where the progressive mindset, the communication of Kerr, handling all these star players and making sure everyone's happy and on the same page, which is difficult, very difficult to do.
That's got to be hard for Kerr.
With success, with money,
right.
With contracts, with fame.
Mm-hmm.
And that is difficult to do and remain motivated. That is hard on an organization to do.
You're right. And a guy like Kerr, as a former player, an excellent player, he gets it. So he gets it. So he knows the player side. He knows the management side. He does a great job of that. And keeping those guys, because you got it. You just truly have to assume there's a load of egos in that locker room for the Golden State Warriors, and rightfully so. No one could beat them. They are the end all be all. They are a dynasty.
Yes.
So now you got a guy like Kerr that's keeping these guys grounded. Now, how he does it, Lord knows. I don't know. I mean, because it's definitely an ambitious task to do something like that with all those egos.
Now, how about Durant telling you? Now, this is the one thing. It was like, how about Durant
was 30
years of age?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
The fact that he might want to retire by the age of 35.
On,
now, he walked it back on Jimmy Kimmel.
He did, yeah. Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Right, Jimmy Kimmel Live. I apologize. I got to give the correct title of his program.
That's right.
And does a good job. Very entertaining.
He's all right.
How about the fact of retiring at 35? We should all be so lucky to move on to different ventures in his life.
I kind of did, but I don't want to get into me. But I left a ring.
Really?
Around
you don't
that
want
age.
To get into you?
Well, I get yelled at by my partner.
No.
I just get screamed at.
Those are the rules.
No. Anyway, I kind of did. I left a ring around that age, and it was nice. And then they put a mic in front of me, but I digress. So, it must be nice to say that. If you're at that age, and he just threw it out there. And what he said on Jimmy Kimmel, paraphrases, I think maybe I had a little too much champagne that night, and he said that. He just threw it out there, like, I guess, to mess with people.
But here's the thing. Everyone, now, the NBA lives on drama, and everyone's going to take this and run with it, right? We're talking about 5 years down the line,
yeah.
Right? There was a point in time, you go back when, and now I know it's an apples to oranges comparison, but when Rick Pitino got caught in the Italian restaurant, that story when he was running Louisville, right?
Yeah.
There was a story that came out that he told the Louisville board that he was going to retire from college basketball in 2017, right?
Yeah.
Now, Rick Pitino had signed a contract extension with Louisville. Now, we're talking about 4 years out, so I'm looking at about 2013, right?
Right.
So there was the report that he was going to step away and he was going to be done, orchestrate his 2017 will be his last year coaching college basketball. And that proved out not to be the case. Because it's easy. Taz, you know this. It's difficult to say goodbye. Kevin Durant could think one thing now, and then in 2 years think something completely different at 35 years of age. But everyone takes that headline, run with it, and being like, oh, my God. In five, a lot can happen.
A lot can
in
happen.
In 5 years.
A lot
can happen in life. But everyone's like, oh, my God, you might retire in 5 years?
Yeah.
5 years is a long time.
It's
not like
Kevin
Durant said, next year's my final year.
Yeah.
I'm going into acting. I mean, it's
that'd be money.
I mean, but you know what I mean? It can, everything can change. My point being is,
absolutely.
Pitino basically was fired at Louisville. Not basically, he was, after another issue, and now he wants to try and get himself back into coaching. He has he doesn't want to leave college basketball.
No.
And you look at Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant can say anything he wants now at the age of 30. You look out 5 years from now, and everyone runs with the story and say, wow, you might leave in 5 years. Yeah, but a lot of things might happen in 5 years.
Jeez,
you might
anything.
Leave in 3 years,
anything
4 years. You don't know.
I mean, listen, like some athletes, like what happens a lot from what I understand, I know from the wrestling industry and other athletes that I personally know, like, guys leave because they have young kids, like your age,
right.
Your sons.
Right,
you know,
5, 3, and
if
one.
If they have kids that are that age getting into starting to go to school.
Yeah, you
want to
be there.
You want to be there. If you already have a career and you've made money.
And you have money and you're comfortable.
Yeah, then you kind of want to see them grow up. You already you laid an amazing foundation for those kids as a pro athlete, and you sacrifice because you're away from home. Now, people think, well, you're only away from home during the season. Well, yeah, kind of, but to be a pro athlete, it's an all year round job. You got to train, you got to stay in shape. Your nutrition's got to be on point. It's a full time job, so you can't have your concentration in maybe your wife and your children or something like that. If you have kids, and that's why what I've seen a lot of guys that maybe once they start to hang them up, Because if you're healthy enough, and let's say you don't have kids, and you're getting up there in age, and you still want to compete, hey, keep balling. That's all I say.
Keep balling. Keep playing. And it's when it's gone forever. I mean, that's the other thing as well. It's difficult to say goodbye. Not many people are Michael Jordan. You can leave the game for 2 years, prime your career, and then come back and be at the top of your game, right? So that's the other issue you have if you're a professional athlete is, especially when you're in your mid to late 30s, once you leave, I mean, Tiki Barber, who does shows with Brandon Tierney every day, Monday through Friday here on CBS Sports Radio, is a perfect case in point, right? He retired early, leaving as Giants running back. He still had years and life left on the
tread
on the
tires. He looks like he can still play.
He looks like
great shape.
Right, he's running marathons now. He's an unbelievable athlete.
Yeah.
He left to go to the Today Show on NBC. His broadcasting career did not work out. He tried to get back in the game. Unfortunately, it wasn't there.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It wasn't there.
That's tough.
So, I mean, so that's tough. So you try and get yourself back in. Unfortunately, what he should have done is he should have kept on playing and then pursue the broadcasting career when he's up. I mean, everyone's up
I think he's doing all right, though.
He's doing fine, my point. I mean, but listen, nobody's doing as well as if you're a star running back in the NFL.
No, no. Or Boomer Esiason. But, you know, I got you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I had to do it. Sorry.
The LeBron James free agency conspiracy theories are already out of control. We'll get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Men, if you're ready to reduce the gray in your hair, go with the smartest product available, Experience Control GX from Just for Men. The first shampoo with a brain. What makes it so smart? It reduces gray the same way it grows in gradually. The more you shampoo with Control GX, the less gray you have. Just use it until you like what you see. How smart is that? Smart enough to be voted Men's Hair Care Product of the Year. Gradually reduce gray with the first shampoo with a brain. Find Control GX in the shave aisle.
Cast your vote to elect Jim Rome to the National Radio Hall of Fame. Dial short code 96000 and text the message 800. Your vote counts. Standard message and data rates apply.
I'm sitting in a hole over here, dude. I mean, can I get a little help from somebody?
You're right on the.
It's horrible. Bro.
Very low sitting chair.
I feel like a schmuck.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
If the chair fits.
It's called, right. Right, that's exactly right. I think that works.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on. Take that out of the podcast, Mike.
Mike's like, what?
What?
AB is in the house. Good morning, Andrew.
Guys, good morning. This report's brought to you by the Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors. Well, that was a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with six ultra-thin blades. Save now at Barbasol.com. It was New Jersey's Supreme Court win that made legalized sports gambling a possibility for the rest of the country. And now the Garden State is ready to take advantage of its court battle. Governor Phil Murphy yesterday signed legislation legalizing sports wagering. Monmouth Park Racetrack will begin taking action Thursday morning. Dueling championship parades today. The Capitals celebrate their Stanley Cup win down Constitution Avenue in D.C., ending at the National Mall at 11 Eastern this morning. At 11 Pacific, the Warriors parade through Oakland. Over 1 million people expected to attend that one. The Dubs will have to get down to business at some point soon. They'd like to sign Klay Thompson and Draymond Green to extensions, and Kevin Durant will need a new contract this summer. GM Bob Myers said yesterday, KD will get whatever he wants. Quote, sometimes you don't negotiate. Once he opts out of $26 million, Durant has options for his next deal, including a four-year max contract worth $158 million. Second, start off the DL for Madison Bumgarner last night. The Giants lefty went 5 1/3 in Miami, allowing four runs on six hits and a walk, unable to hold a 4-2 lead.
When we play like we did today, offensively, battling to score runs, and we do, especially when you jump out in front like we did, so I got to do better.
Is he on the treadmill or something? What's going on over there?
No, he's just from West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Bumgarner rejected by the home plate umpire after being pulled from the game. The bullpen didn't do much better than him.
Here's the pitch, swinging a high fly ball deep center field. Hernandez going back, still going back, at the wall, looking up. It's out of here! JT Realmuto. A two-run shot to center field. His seventh home run of the season. RBIs number 21 and 22. And the Marlins have a 7-5 lead now in the seventh.
And then a 7-5 win. That highlight from Marlins Radio. The Diamondbacks down the Pirates 9-5. The Cardinals beat the Pirates 5-2. And the Cubs got a 7-2 victory in 11 in Milwaukee. Anthony Rizzo, tie-breaking solo homer. The Mariners have won 9 of 11 thanks to a 5-3 final over the Angels. Cleveland, a 4-0 win at the White Sox. The Rays, 8. The Blue Jays, 4. And Boston, a 2-0 win in 12 in Baltimore. Those runs on sack flies from Brock Holt and Jackie Bradley Jr. The O's shut out for the 7th time this season. Wideout Julio Jones, in search of a new contract, is skipping the Falcons' mandatory minicamp that begins today. And the Florida Gators headed to the College Baseball World Series for the 4th straight year with a 3-2 win in 11 over Auburn. Florida won the title last June. Guys?
All right. Thank you, AB. Appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Taz, you and I, during the course of the NBA playoffs, right, at certain points,
yeah,
we both grew a little bit tired, say, of the LeBron-MJ debate, right, and all the just the prime focus on LeBron James day in, day out, right?
Stop, bro. Season's over. We still do it. Everybody does.
You ain't – well, my thing is this. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, what?
Right?
What
if you were – no. If you were bothered by the fact of the way LeBron was covered when he was playing.
Now forget it. Yeah, you're right.
Now
you're right.
You look at it. Now the way that LeBron will be covered until the start of NBA free agency and the decision part three.
Where's he going?
Well, to the point where, I mean, think about this. Where's to the point where I popped on a network basically Saturday morning. The NBA finals came to an end on Friday night, right? Mm. On Saturday morning, I get you got to do what you got to do. You got to play the hits, right? But popped it on. They already had a montage about the possible destinations of LeBron James Saturday morning.
Like a vignette, a whole package, and everything.
Yeah, number of different commentators.
Wait, a couple of weeks, right?
Right, my point being is Golden State just won the NBA title the night before. The Warriors just won a championship the night before. The next morning, it's not a matter of Golden State being dynastic, being a dynasty. It's a matter of where LeBron James is going to potentially end up down the line. To the point where Gary Payton, right? So Gary Payton, who is a legendary guard, Seattle Supersonics, yes, right? His son was just playing at Oregon State. And at one point in time tried his hand in broadcasting with Fox Sports 1, did not on his fault. He was actually decent, but did not work out well.
Well, sometimes if you're paired up with the wrong guy,
right,
you could fail.
Right. And he did a good job.
Excuse me.
Thank you, Taz.
Sorry.
Appreciate that. I have those conversations with my wife every day, so trust me.
I digress.
No, you got it.
Sometimes that can happen.
No,
so
that's all right.
Be careful.
No, that's all right. I'm familiar with those combos, trust me. Honestly, it's a psych session from 9 to 9:45.
I got
to
get away
and then
from
on Mondays
Donna.
And Wednesdays.
I got to get away from Donna. I need help.
And then on Mondays and Wednesdays, it's 9:30 to 10:15.
Come on.
I'm joking.
I know.
I'm joking.
It's
around.
Funny.
Anyway, so Gary Payton comes out yesterday and says LeBron James's kids are already enrolled in Los Angeles schools.
Yes.
Right? Now, the school comes out and denies it.
Right.
But this is insanity. Number one, if you're Gary Payton and you know that, and I know you're maybe trying to break a story, they're his kids.
It's just exactly.
You can't.
Stop.
Even if you know, right? You could speculate. There was speculation during the course of the regular season that LeBron, during an off day, was down in Philadelphia in the suburbs. Looking at schools
for his
right,
kids, yeah.
And that led to rampant speculation. He was going to Philadelphia. There's some NBA players saying that during the course of the year, CJ McCollum, they write it down. He's going to the 76ers. Other players have said other things, right? Others have said he's staying in Cleveland. So, I mean, speculation is running rampant. Here's the issue I have with Payton, right? Stay away from the kids.
Yeah, that's not good.
Whatever school, wherever he might be going.
It's no one's business.
Even if you know it.
Yeah.
Right? LeBron's a public figure.
Right.
And his son, his oldest son, might be
an exquisite. 13 years old?
Yeah, 13,
basketball
right.
player. Yeah,
might
yeah.
be an exquisite basketball player.
It doesn't
that
matter,
playing,
right?
Big,
don't
big
matter.
Time Division I. His name will be in the spotlight for the rest of his life because of who his father is, right? And maybe he'll be able to accomplish a lot on the NBA court or whatever he does in life. And all three of the kids, right? We wish him nothing but the best. Leave the kids alone.
Yeah, don't.
Even if you know that, Taz, Don't come out in public and say
it. No, you can't. That's a really disgusting, horrible look. You don't do that. Shut up, Gary. Really, just shut up. And the other thing, too, is you contact whoever's contacting the school, media, whoever. Of course, that's confidential information. If it's true, the school's not going to say, oh, yeah, Bron's kids are here. Yeah, they're enrolled. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they are. No school's going to tell you that about the kids. They're not going to do that. And they shouldn't. It's confidential. This is private.
Well, right. And you want to really get into the weeds?
Yes.
Just because
yes.
you enroll in a school, right? He hasn't made a decision.
Good point.
Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to that school.
Yeah. You know, yeah. You're right.
Because you can enroll. He could keep his options open. He could be enrolled. His kids could be enrolled in a Philly school right now.
That's right.
His kids could be enrolled in still in a Cleveland school. His kids could be enrolled wherever he might be.
He'll probably lose a couple $100 on
it. Does it really matter?
Probably not.
No. I mean, damn, a guy that's worth $500 million. Does it matter?
He should buy schools.
Right.
In Houston?
Yes.
Cleveland? What do you call it? Out in L.A. and Philadelphia. He should just buy schools.
Well, but nobody when that story comes out, nobody, well, then he must be. No, no. He could be, the kids could be enrolled there and go on the
doesn't
idea.
Doesn't mean you have to go there.
Doesn't
right.
mean that they're going
right.
to go.
That's right. That's right.
But you're going to be smart and keep that option open.
You have just to be.
Have to be.
Yeah, have
because
to
it's
be.
Not a case of where all of a sudden he makes a decision July 11th. Now we got to go find schools for the
good
kids.
Luck. You know what that's
you're
like. Gonna, I know
right.
what that's like.
You
yeah.
know, that's not happening.
No.
Right.
No.
I mean, my son's going to kindergarten. We're looking for 4 months trying to find a kindergarten
and
for
you said
my
he finally he signed a letter of intent.
Right. Exactly right. Exactly right. After much debate and decision.
Use the crayon.
You didn't,
the crayon.
Yeah, you didn't see the decision on Facebook Live?
I missed it. Damn it. Use the crayon, a yellow crayon or athletic gold.
But that's what, Taz, that's what we're coming to now is that it's just going to go, it's going to become absolutely obscene the amount of coverage LeBron James is going to get here. And I get it. He's a franchise changer. We all get it.
Yeah.
He is instant contender. You go and you put him in Philadelphia. The 76ers will probably be a championship team next year, conceivably speaking, if everybody stays healthy. You put him and Paul George in Los Angeles with the Lakers. All of a sudden, the Lakers are a team that's probably a top three team in the Western Conference. I mean, he changes the dynamic of everything. There are rare guys that can do that. I get what the coverage is going to be, but it is going to get ridiculous until the decision gets made.
You're going to get radio shows doing like bits on this, you know, like, you know, some shows doing like SBC, whatever these shows do, or
Bench Cut.
Yeah, that could happen.
CBS.
What do you think, Mike? You think that kind of stuff could happen in radio?
I think there's a great chance that could happen.
What, like Thursday, maybe that'll happen? Some radio shows will have
right.
bits like this?
Yeah, right. 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man, it's going to be out of control.
It is going to be insane.
And we're going to be right in the middle of it.
Well, yeah, we are.
But
yesterday with the pain stuff, that rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, that's not right.
You want to say that he wants to pursue or he's investing in a movie company, he wants to pursue acting. That's all well and good. Leave the kids alone. Number two is, speaking of LeBron, did you read into the Wade comments? What do you read into Dwayne Wade when he talks about LeBron James, Taz, and he says he could choose the lifestyle of basketball in free agency?
Well,
is that about the kids? Is that about where you look at the idea of, and he made point of it after the Game 4 loss, he's got to think, you know, talk about with his wife, and
right,
think about
right.
his kids, where they are, their ages, and everything like that. What do you think he means by the lifestyle of basketball?
Well, it's a lifestyle, right? We know that, right? It's not a 9-to-5 gig.
Right.
It affects your kids, your wife, and your
extended family. But you think in reference for Wade, what Wade is talking about is necessarily, I mean, LeBron made it perfectly clear he wants to win, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's not going to a team. Say his dream was to live in New York. He's
right.
not going to the Knicks.
No.
I mean, let's be
no.
realistic. Reggie Miller came out a couple days ago and said, well, I could see him with the Knicks, but they have to make these moves. Yeah, they basically had three all-stars, and maybe LeBron James would take the phone call. Right, exactly.
Just him.
All right. I mean, so I look at what Wade is talking about is at this stage of his career, certainly maybe for him, he wants to be with a championship-caliber team and where he feels comfortable about where his kids are growing up.
And that might, that might not work together. You know,
might not.
It could be a school system. Maybe his wife doesn't want the kids in. Maybe he don't want the kids in that school. Maybe his kid. Look, his son that's 13. That's the oldest one I believe he has.
Yep.
Right. I mean, so that kid's at an age where he could. I don't want to say make his own decisions, but he's going to have input. Like, yeah, I don't want to go to school. I want to go to the school. You know, hey, I'm going to miss my friends in Cleveland. I'm going to do. You know, You know, kids, you know, now I know what social media today. I mean, kids, even when they move, you know, they all stay friends because of they're all engaging on the chat snaps, stuff like that.
Right, that too.
So, yeah, no, I know that. I'm well aware. But, yeah, no, it's a lifestyle that, yeah, he's got to pick. I guess he's, and you know, now the whole, a lot of folks are thinking he might stay where he is, which would make this, like, really boring down the road. I got to be honest with you. Where everyone's speculating where he's going to go, and he just stays put right in Cleveland. Maybe his wife, maybe his kids, maybe they want to stay right there. Well, who's to say he can't go play somewhere else? He can have a string of jets he owns and fly wherever he wants, after the game.
I think that's difficult. I get a sense. I mean, and I'm not going to tell you I know LeBron James at all in any way, shape, or form. I get a sense that he'd want his family to be in the same city that he's living.
I would assume so, but if he wants to win, right? And his wife and his kids, they want to stay put in that Cleveland suburb they're in and go to the schools and the friends and the this and the that. You know, his wife would say, yo, listen, you could play wherever you want. Go buy yourself a jet. Get your ass home after the game, and we're good. I mean, that could happen.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden you're being handled, and I know he gets handled differently than the team, Taz, but then if you're flying back and forth to the city, I mean, the wear and tear that takes all on your body.
It's annoying. No, I mean, it's annoying. I've kind of, not to that level, I've done a lot of flying over the course of your career.
That takes a toll on your body, especially at this stage of LeBron's career. He's not 22 years of age.
Well, it does take a toll on your body. Yeah. And I've flown on private jets a lot. Not my jet. I never had a jet, but like Vince's jet, we flew to get, not because he liked us, we flew back to New York because we had to get to the studio and do voiceovers. So I've done that for probably like 3-4 solid years. It's easier than flying commercial, but dude, you're right. It is a pain in the neck. It's wear and tear on you.
It is. Here's what would bother me if I was a Cavalier fan. The report from Brian Windhorst yesterday came down to ESPN, right? Did you see this? Where he said, if you missed it out there, everybody, Dan Gilbert believes that he can build a championship team without LeBron. And I think he is looking forward to trying. I don't think he necessarily wants to do it next year, but I think Dan Gilbert would like to make a run of it.
Listen, Dan Gilbert moved to Colorado. I don't know what he's doing over there.
Those two sentences, right?
Yeah.
Very long. That would scare the bejesus out of me if I were a Cavalier fan. I'd wake up on this Tuesday morning.
Like, what?
Reading that Windhorst column on ESPN. And that would make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I'd all of a sudden start to have the flop sweats. I'd walk around like I just saw a ghost. People would be like, what happened to you? Did you read the Windhorst column? Gilbert believes he can win without LeBron.
Oh, wow, a drop. I thought the machine broke. Sorry.
Taz, wait, hold on a second. If we go by history, the LeBron-less Cleveland Cavaliers are arguably the worst team in the NBA.
No, no. Dude, get about it.
What are you doing if you're Dan Gilbert? Why would this story ever come out after you just lost in the NBA Finals?
My God,
as you're getting set for LeBron free agency.
These guys can't help it. They got to get in front of a microphone and talk. Shut up. Everybody just shut up and let me and Moose talk. These people, these GMs, these owners. Dan Gilbert, to your point, Moose, you just lost. Go on an island. Go on vacation with your family. Go away.
Right. I'm looking forward to trying to build a championship team without LeBron. Cavalier
Good
fans
luck.
Are like, no.
Good
no,
luck.
Are you serious? What are you? I mean, we've seen some of those draft choices.
So maybe he could grab MJ and Magic Johnson. He could find them. Get Kobe out of retirement.
Put the
also.
Dream team day
get
back
together.
Get
those guys all on a team. They will win. How about that?
Bisseglia's got the win totals. Here's Cleveland without LeBron. The Cavaliers win totals. Let's take a listen.
19, 21, 24, 33. LeBron's back, all in the 50s and a title. And they've
Good
been
luck,
the
Danny.
Finals four times.
Good luck, Dan. What are you?
So, on a Tuesday morning, if you're a Cavs fan, you hear Dan Gilbert believes he can build a championship team without LeBron, and I think he is looking forward to trying. I don't think he necessarily wants to do it next year, but I think Dan Gilbert would like to make a run of it. Yeah. Oh, boy.
How, son?
Good luck with that. Viewership should determine earnings. One tennis star says yes. We get into that next. Taz of the Moose with you right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I don't know. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Dude, this is a deal, man. This week, we put a nice country song coming back from break. I mean, why can't we play a little country music sometimes?
We can. You can mix it in.
Oh, on cue. I mean, really. Nice segue.
No, I wouldn't segue to there. I like that, the music. We're kind of, can you shut this off?
No, hold on a second. Let this play for a minute, sir, please. If you don't mind, Moose. This is nice. We have
it's not a rejoin song.
No, but why not? Well, there's lyrics. That's part of the problem.
But
here's the problem. We got fans down south. We got Wyoming out in Texas. We got fans all the way.
I understand you're never
going
to please everybody.
But we have to try, Moose.
No, you're not. You're not going to be able to please.
We can't just play hip-hop urban here because you
love it. No, we're not. You play that other rejoin music plays every day, which is terrible.
I have nothing to do with any of this. No, but I'm just telling you.
What's that rejoin song, Pete, you play basically every day?
Dude, it's his fault, not mine.
No, it's not. Stop.
What do you think I'm telling
stop.
Pete?
Yes, no question about it. There's no stop. There's one Taz rejoin bed that you play
Taz
every day.
Rejoin
and
bed.
It's terrible. Yeah, this is awful.
Oh, this is great.
This is terrible,
dude. This is
6 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
No, bro. This gets people ready for work. This is fun.
This is awful.
You know what the
music.
Name of the song is? Without
I,
you.
I don't,
this is my
no.
mantra for this show. Without
and I,
you.
And I quickly forgot
it. You know who does this?
Off.
No, hold on. Don't be so mean all the time. You know who does this song? It's a band called Mad Caddies. Put you in a good mood once in a while, Moose. Loosen your tie.
I am in a good mood.
You actually are in a good mood.
This is terrible.
La. It's not. This is a fun.
This
okay.
is my
we got to put a poll up. Listen,
no,
Mikey B, is this not
need,
this is fun?
I don't need a poll to determine what I like and don't like.
Oh, we're going
to
try and sway it. Mikey
no,
B, is this not a fun song?
All I can think about is the podcast right now, and you'll hear none of these songs.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
This is awful.
That. He's right.
Shut it off.
Oh, that's
Shut
so
off.
Mean the way you say that. Shut it off!
Shut it off. It's terrible.
Jeez. It's not terrible. It's a fun song. What do you want to play? Eminem? 1987.
Yeah. Eminem wasn't popular in 1987.
On cue.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is not. But you got to stop with the urban hip hop all the time.
Why?
Because you got some fans all over the country.
No, it gives the vibe and the tone of the show. We set the tone. You're not going to please everybody.
I know that, but you
there's
got
some opera fans out there. Let's play some opera.
Listen to me. You got
to please everybody.
But the Moose.
There's a 2% percentage.
But the Moose.
No.
You
2%
have
of
to,
our audience are opera
sir,
fans.
Trust me.
How about
man,
a little classical?
I love
Pete,
classical.
Give me a little Beethoven.
No, how about a little jazz? Maybe a little Kenny G. You know?
Kenny G?
Yeah. A little.
This is 1984?
That's not
Kenny
definitely not Kenny G.
G
right there. But no, we should have a potpourri of rejoin music. A different ones, I mean. You know, like all different ones. Potpourri.
Sure.
So every once in a while, you got to throw in a little country. You got to throw in a little, maybe a little opera. Maybe opera might be a stretch. But,
you
know,
throw in whatever you like.
But then you go, shut it off!
No.
Like, what is that? Yeah.
The country music.
I don't know why we're hearing Mars
lyrics.
Music. I don't know what that
the
is.
Country music with lyrics well, doesn't work. It's not a rejoin.
How about a little,
No.
I got friends in low places. The Goth.
Yeah, you could do
little
that.
Goth Brooks, you know him?
Yes, I do know
Very
Garth
famous.
Brooks.
That's a great song.
That is
I know
fantastic.
A song you will not hear on
Off
a podcast the of
the
show.
Yeah.
Mike's like, I got a lot of work to do.
Well, you should just edit this. Let's begin again. So, I mentioned it going into the one. Course of the break. Viewership should determine earnings. One star mentioned that, and I'm referring to Rafael Nadal, who's just won his 11th French Open title.
Tennis Jones.
He's obviously a master of the clay courts, greatest clay court player that I've ever seen. And Bjorg was
Me
the
too.
Greatest before that. World's number one, and certainly he has had a great rivalry with Roger Federer over the years, and it's been a great era for men's tennis. When you look at Novak Djokovic, when you look at Roger Federer, when you look at the play of Rafael Nadal, to a lesser extent, the likes of an Andy Murray. We look at United States men's tennis as not being exactly at the height. No Pete Sampras, no Andre Agassi, no Jim Courier, no John McEnroe. But still, if you like tennis and are into it, especially when the majors come rolling around, the Australia Open, the French, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open, the men's game certainly has been very entertaining and very competitive.
Right.
Maybe not the French with Nadal having won 11, but you've gotten great matches and you've gotten great moments, right? When Serena Williams, before she went and started her family and took a break and then has come back, Serena Williams dominated women's tennis.
Right.
Like no other.
Of
right.
Course,
greatest
yeah.
female tennis player that I've ever seen. Steffi Graf would probably be a close number two.
It's Graf.
Put that aside. You look at what there's been great debate and conversation between the men and the women when you look at these respective tournaments in terms of pay, right? Should mm-hmm. men and women be paid the same? Rafael Nadal had an interesting comment in a latest interview that he did in an Italian magazine. Was asked the question in tennis, should women earn as much as men? His answer, it's a comparison we shouldn't even make. Female models earn more than male models, and nobody says anything. Why? Because they have a larger following. In tennis, too, who gathers a larger audience should earn more.
And my opinion, just my opinion, I got to tell you, I agree with him. It's not a chauvinistic thing, but, you know, it's on average, I was reading earlier, the men's tour events, they pull in a significantly larger audience. So if they're pulling in the numbers, you know, and more revenue, more money than the females are, then it's not, to me, it's not.
Wasn't that the way life works?
I mean, I think so,
if
right?
If you
I mean,
generate more ratings on television or higher ratings on television, you're not going to get paid more than other shows.
Of
if
course.
You do that on radio, you're not going to get paid more
right.
than other radio shows.
If you're
shows.
A baseball player, you hit more home runs than
you're
the next
pay
guy,
more
you're
going
to get paid more money.
Right. I mean,
it's
that's what it comes down to. And also, if you are if you are an entity, an organization, say for the NBA, NHL, National Football League, the NHL is not looking over and saying, wait a second, why don't we have the same TV deal the NFL has? Well, you don't generate the ratings
right,
the NFL
right.
has.
And so, the NHL knows that.
Right, and the NHL knows that. So they know where they're standing. And it's not being a case of, listen, women's tennis is highly successful, and people are into it, and I do watch when the majors roll
amazing
around.
Amazing athletes.
And amazing athletes. Now I'm not watching the secondary and tertiary tournaments, but when the majors do roll around, I do like watching the French Open at Roland Garros. I do like watching Wimbledon. I do like watching the U.S. Open, which takes place in our backyard right here in New York City.
Queens.
Right, in Queens, New York. But Taz, what Rafael Nadal is saying is true. There's no comparison. When you want to look at competitiveness, the men's game is obviously a highly more competitive game than the women's game.
Right.
When Serena was at her peak, it was Serena and everybody else.
Right?
There was not, when she was at her best, Serena Williams was not losing.
No.
You would take her against the field. It was similar to when Tiger Woods was at his best and at his peak in golf, right?
Oh, well, we see it in the NBA with LeBron.
You see it in the NBA with LeBron. So what Nadal, and there's been great debate about this, and it's not a case where women should earn half as much, and there should be comparable salaries or revenue that is coming in and what the fees or what you should earn in terms of winning a respective tournament. But what Nadal is saying is not wrong. If men's ratings are higher, ratings, if there's more interest in men's tennis and they're generating more people in the seats and they're putting down their hard-earned money to watch the matches, then they should get more at the end of the tournament.
I agree. And I also love the example he gave of female models earn more than male models.
And they do.
And they do. And that's it. And nobody, no one's griping or complaining about that. I mean, so it's like, you know, I mean, really, I don't, but then again, I don't want to exaggerate. I don't think it's like a bunch of people running around saying, hold on a minute, the women tennis players, they need to get more money than the men.
Well, no, there are. I mean,
you
that's
think
not
a
true.
Lot of people doing that?
No, there, well, a lot when you look at the percentage of people that pay attention to pay attention to winner shares of respective tournaments.
Yes.
It's been a huge issue in tennis.
Yes.
It's generated a lot of headlines, and there's been a lot of back and forth to it. So I don't want to downplay the issue, but I think it's interesting when you look at what Nadal has said here. I think it's fair, and he brings up the example of the male and female model. You're right. You don't walk around in New York City, say here, and say, wow, look at there, you know, there's such and such.
Jocko Mikovic.
Right.
Wow,
no, that's
great.
That great.
Look at his abs.
Right, that's that great, you know, men's model
that
from Guess. No, yeah. I mean, but
Guess.
Right, I mean,
great brand.
You're not doing that, but you do that when you look at, and obviously, yes, women models make a lot more money, significantly more money than men's models do.
And they should, because they look better than the men.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm trying to get us to break as cleanly as we possibly can. Why don't you play some more country music during the course of the break? Bellotti will play it for you. Shohei Ohtani, Tommy John surgery rumors. We get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.